That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh, welcome back, intrepid travelers,
to the second chapter of Time Fountain.
Fountains of time. When we last left our story, Gregor, a janitor, and Dr. Penelope Penrose, a curator of a natural history museum, had just whomped out of ancient Egypt where they took off the Sphinx nose.
Meanwhile, two children who had hidden in the museum for dubious reasons had also taken a drink from a magical fountain and womp womp womped to a prehistoric dinosaur place.
That's right. Those twins, they really love soda, and they just pet a bunch of baby stegosauri, but what is this? A dragon?
We haven't recorded this story for a month. Let's see if we remember what's going on in this, the second chapter of Time Fountain.
Fountain of Time. Jensen, I am really calm, actually.
Catalina, you gotta keep it down.
I'm going to keep it down because actually... I just want to say
Okay, you say you're keeping it down, but the volume at which you are keeping it down is not a down volume.
I just want to say I see a dragon. I don't think that's a dinosaur. I think it's a dragon. He's got wings and, oh yeah, he's breathing fire. Neat.
Not neat. Scary and bad. And we have to get all these little tiny stegosauruses. Stegosauri? Stegosauruses? Those are the ones. Just shh, be quiet and maybe it'll go away. I don't know what to do with this Wait, hold on. Oh, this one's a baby saber-toothed tiger that snuck in with the baby stegosauruses. This one's a meow.
It shouldn't be alive right now. And also, neither should dragons. I thought dragons were, like, definitely not even real.
I thought they were, too. But I guess it's always possible that when they dug up a skeleton of whatever, they just, like, didn't find the wings.
Yeah,
but
like
also, how would it stay in the air? I don't know.
Wait a second. Jensen. What about this thought instead?
I don't know.
That
you haven't,
I'm having.
I don't know. You haven't said it. You don't have a thought.
No,
you?
I have it. I have it. The thought I have.
Okay.
What if this dragon is still alive back in our time?
Back in our time.
What if there's one dragon, he knows how to survive, and he hides back in our time? And there's only been one dragon, but they never dug him up, because that dragon's still alive, and if we went back to our time, he'd say sup. Because that dragon is alive and well, and we're just seeing him in the past, because that dragon is forever lasting.
You're saying imagine an everlasting dragon. Imagine an everlasting dragon. Stay after so much time, imagine an everlasting dragon. You're saying this dragon was alive to see the stock market crash.
Yeah.
To see the Leaning Tower of Pisa start to lean. For the cavemen and Super Bowl III and all of the years in between.
Imagine Dancing Dragon. Imagine an everlasting dragon. He's lived on, seen so many things happen. Imagine an everlasting dragon. And we could skip through time back to where we live in 1985 and beyond, and he'd still be there. We'd skip back even before this crap. Maybe back we'd say, oh dang, he came out of the Big Bang.
Dragon that's been around since the beginning of time.
An everlasting dragon.
It's a good hypothesis, Catalina. I'm not exactly sure how to go about sort of getting into it.
I personally think that maybe we should just ask him. Hello! Hello!
Are you just going to shout at him?
Well, I was going to try.
Okay, that's good. Hold on, get up, climb up the tree.
Okay. Yeah. Hello!
What's that?
Oh my gosh, Jensen, just this tree height really worked.
Yeah, well, that's what I was telling you. Hold on, I did not know the dragon's got a big top hat. Hello! Well, hello there. And how are you today?
Well, honestly, I would say overwhelmed would be my predominant thing. Mm-hmm. It's like,
Tense? Stringy. Small.
Oh no, you want to eat us?
No, I'm just sort of checking.
Oh, stringy just felt like you were describing the quality of our meat.
Oh, yes. Well, that I was.
Oh.
Stringy, you feel tense.
Yeah, like, yes. Definitely not delicious.
No, thank you. I mean, you're very small.
Yes.
I was just sort of breathing fire, flapping around, floop, 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 flitting about.
Can I ask you, Sir Dragon? I had...
Oh, sir, haven't we done well? Yes, no. You can just call me... Dargles.
Dargles.
Not bad. A little bit more of an on the A.
Dargles. Hi, Dargles.
And a pleasure to meet you, small
My name is
monkey.
Catalina, and my name is Catalina, and I'm a Homo sapien. This is my twin brother. His name is Jensen. I have so many questions, but mm-hmm. Could you sort of settle something for us?
Yeah, a dispute?
Are you an everlasting dragon? Have you been here since the beginning of time? And are you the only dragon? And the reason why we never dug up any dragon bones is because you're just the only dragon and you're just around for all of time.
I honestly don't know how to answer that question.
Oh, fair enough.
Let's see. There was a time when I wasn't around, maybe. If there was, I wasn't there to experience it.
Fair.
Will I go on for all time? Hard to say. I've been around for the time that I've been around, and that's all sort of that I'm aware of.
Oh my gosh, that's how I would describe my own awareness and cognizance.
Right, how are any of us supposed to know if we've been around for all time? It's all sort of relative to personal experience. You would need an outside observer
to
compare it against.
Well, we have history, so we have people who can tell us things happened before us.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what I've sort of done, and then maybe that will help you sort of piece together the timeline for you.
Yeah, perfect.
Wake up in the morning, flap flapping around, flap flap in the sky, breathe fire on the ground. Eat a little lunchtime, flap flapping some more. Before you know it, it's time for a nighttime snore.
Huh.
Then wake up, flap, 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 flapping my dragon wings. Then breathe fire, rah, 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 burning the dragon things. Find a big old cave, wrap myself into a ball, and then keep flap, 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 flapping through it all.
That's the things that I did today. That's the things I did yesterday. That's the things I will probably do tomorrow.
Don't mean to be mean,
sure,
but just hearing your routine with no context doesn't suggest anything meaningfully. I don't know how long you've been doing that, so with the answers we still aren't knowing it. I don't know when that started before.
Do you think it would help you in your mind to have a stronger reference point of time?
Yes.
I will try to help you with that for sure. Okay, so wake up in the morning, flapping around, and I saw this tree when it was an itsy-bitsy-bitsy-bitsy little tiny stick.
Okay.
And now it's a big old tree, unless I'm thinking of a different tree that I lit on fire and it burned the tree, and this is a just different tree. But some of these trees were smaller, another bigger, and before they were big, they were small.
They were small.
And I would flap, flap, flap around the tall trees, and then later there's a strong breeze, and the trees would get a little more tall.
Oh, the trees would
get a little more tall.
Helpful at all.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it, and the question that you asked is going to be sort of hard for the individual in question to be able to. Oh, well, let me try this. Hey, Mr. Jagan.
Yes.
What if?
Do you have anything?
I don't. I thought it would come to me. I don't have anything.
That's all right, children. I'm just going to sort of flap, flap, flap around. Over here. What are you doing here, by the way? I haven't seen such strange Homo sapiens before.
Oh, well, we took a drink of water from a drinking fountain in a natural history museum, and we kind of just vomped here. We don't know.
A natural history museum? What on earth is that?
Oh, it's a place for bones and gems and dioramas.
Ooh, are there me's there? I've never seen another dragon.
Okay, you've never seen another dragon. There aren't any yous there. In fact, we say that you are fantasy.
What's that?
It's not real. It's something that you imagine. Something you made up.
You imagine dragons, but there are no dragons.
But now I imagined a dragon, but now here you are. Dragon I don't have to imagine. I can see and feel and touch you, dargles.
Well, do you have anything like a dragon?
We have some big lizards, and we had dinosaurs, which I would say are the closest to you. Oh, yeah, like a pterodactyl. You live with them right now.
Oh, these guys.
These guys.
Stringy, strong.
What do you think stringy means?
You know, like when someone like can't decide, do they want to flap, flap, flap around?
I guess
do they want to breathe fire?
Sure. Ambivalent, perhaps?
Stringy.
Oh, stringy. Yeah, these guys we have bones of. We dug them up, and we can, like, put them back together and try to learn things about how they lived. But we never found any bones of you, which is why I thought maybe you were still alive, even back where we're from, 1985.
Maybe I am, but if I know me, there's one thing I'm proud of more than anything in the world, and it's my big wings that I used to flap, flap, flap. And I don't think I would want them in a museum or something.
So
I might just put them somewhere else. I might rip them off before I die and hide them somewhere else so that when someone dug up my bones, it might look like something else.
Huh. Jensen, are you freaking getting this?
Yeah, it seems like maybe we have skeletons of dragons, but they ripped off their wings and hid them somewhere else. And we were like, oh, that's a T-Rex. But in reality, the dragon just hid his wings somewhere else.
Okay, but that's wild. We shouldn't really extrapolate that all dragons did it just because Dargles did it. But
right.
Again, you know, and he's never seen another dragon, so they still seem like they were super rare. But
also, maybe he's alive in our time and he just hasn't ripped his wings off and hid them somewhere yet.
We gotta find the drinking fountain and try to womp to a different time and see if we can still find Dargles.
Well, maybe he's seen one. He seems to be able to flap around a lot, so maybe he'll see one.
Dargles?
Yes, I'm still here.
From where you are, can you see a silver drinking fountain.
I'm going to infer both of those words.
Yeah, I would guess.
Okay, well, fountain is a water thing. I know that. I'm a dragon. Silver is a color. I know that.
Shiny.
It's not fun to sort of not know that, so I'm going to know that. All right, let me see. There is... Oh,
I guess
you know,
really
that's
just
funny.
Anything that looks weird. Anything that looks like, boy, I've never seen that before.
I have a cliff that I sort of like to scratch and flap and burn. And normally it's empty, but right now there's a little thing up on it. It's right up over here, over this ledge.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like me to take you there?
Oh, yes, please.
Get ready for a fantastic ride on the back of a dragon's back. We are there now. Very quick trip up the cliff. Hello.
That was amazing.
Thank
Even
you.
Though it was very
fun?
Short, I still loved it.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you, Dargles. Your pronunciation's quite bad, but work on it more. You'll get it, I'm sure.
Dargles, thank you for everything. I hope we meet you in a different time.
I hope so, too. But if you don't, then goodbye forever.
Okay, goodbye forever. Gosh, I wish I knew where we were so I could just try to dig up wings one day.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I were ever going to bury my wings somewhere, you had to ask me, it would be the flappiest, burniest place around.
Okay.
And that's all I know. Goodbye!
Jensen, do you need like a second to just root yourself in reality with me?
Yeah,
I sort of feel like my head is spinning.
Yeah,
okay,
no,
let's
thank you for taking the lead on that. I was really not sure how to interact with that guy.
Do you want to just hold hands for a second?
Yeah.
Take a deep breath. We are still here. We are alive. We're made of matter that exists. We are still here. We, yes, are alive. We're made of matter that exists. I can feel your hand in mine, so I know that those are real. Because they're sending little messages back to my brain. Yes, my fingers and hands can feel. Okay, just a little existential crisis, too much for two 11-year-old brains. But now I feel a little bit back in it, like we're on the same plane.
More grounded, even though our worldview got exploded, I feel more grounded, even though we learned things we never thought you could know.
More grounded, even though I just talked to a dragon. More grounded, standing here breathing with you.
I feel like that encounter honestly had more questions than answers.
Yeah.
Why does he have a top hat?
Right!
And how does he speak the same language?
Of course!
How does he know what silver is?
He just decided to know.
It seems like we were getting close to an answer not too long ago, but I'm feeling grounded. Pushing that stuff to the back of my brain is helping me be grounded. If I think too hard, I'll go insane. I'm sure there are answers out there that need to be hounded. But for now, I feel grounded.
Okay, you know what else is helping me? Imagining when this is over and we go back our homes. And in our homes, in our fridge, what's that? Oh, you know I'm gonna drink that soda. You know I'm gonna drink that soda. And just imagining it helps me to know that I'm more grounded. 'Cause one day some soda.
But with our own money, we will get our very own soda. brought me right back.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to drink from this fountain and roll the dice?
Yeah, sure.
Those baby stegosauruses will be okay, right?
Boy, I hope so.
Well, can't think too hard about it. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Gregor, I think I've gotten all the sand out of my sensible heels. Well, I don't have a firm grasp on where we are. We're definitely not back in the museum, which is a disappointment to me.
We were sort of hoping it would be a one trip there, one trip back sort of thing.
Huh. I'm starting to feel very hot. Are you hot?
I was going to say, yes, the temperature here is markedly hotter than before.
Okay, good. I didn't know if it was just the stress.
No, it is the sort of steaming crater behind us churning with, oh, yes, this is an active volcano. Oh, look, and there's a village sort of down there. I'm going to put this in sort of a pre-Bronze Age village, maybe, perhaps?
Huh. I would like to maybe get out of here quite fast, then.
This feels like a Pompeii situation to me.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
I was going to guess Vesuvius, but then I wasn't totally confident about the Bronze Age era.
Yes, that was sort of a guess on my part. So...
You said it with such confidence that I really was shaking in my heels.
I was just looking at these buildings and thinking there's not a lot of metal components to them. But then when I think about what the Bronze Age actually is,
I realize... it refers more to the tools.
I was going to say, which they certainly may have used to build these.
No, they certainly
have
tools.
In any case, I think
tools.
This volcano might be actively about... What is the difference between Vesuvius and Pompeii? I'm now realizing I'm
Vesuvius
not sure.
Oh, Vesuvius is the volcano and Pompeii is the village.
So we're talking about the same thing, yes?
The same thing,
This is the Vesuvius.
This is Vesuvius.
That there is the Pompeii.
And, you know, it's about to do this really wild thing where it's going to cascade out ash that perfectly preserves Pompeii. That's why Pompeii is such an important dig site.
You say perfectly preserved Pompeii.
Oh, perfectly preserved Pompeii.
This is fun to say all these P words next to each other.
Perfectly preserved Pompeii. Penelope say, perfectly preserved Pompeii. Okay. I guess that interests no one.
No, I guess, yeah. Sometimes you hook a fish. Sometimes the fish sees it and says, this worm is not for me. All right, let us... I guess we get out of... Oh, there's the fountain. I guess this was a quick one. No sort of problems to solve here.
I'm fine with a quick one, honestly.
A quick one we love. Sometimes you got to get in, get out, not get melted by... You know what, though? It would be nice if we could save any of the people in this village.
Save them?
Yes. I mean, if we know this is about to sort of erupt, don't we have a sort of moral obligation to go down there and be like, hey, guys, clear out.
My
it's
gosh.
About to get very bad here.
I don't know if I can discuss the trolley problem with you on the top of this active volcano.
Well, there's no trolley. There's not like one person will die if we do this. It's just like maybe we save all the people.
I feel like the trolley problem has iterations where it's like this is going to happen unless, yes, I suppose there's always an inverse effect.
This is a butterfly effect situation is what you're saying. We changed course of history here.
Well, yeah, and certainly we can't get all of Pompeii out, so there's still a sort of an aspect of that we can't certainly save everybody. I mean, we could try to shout down, please run, but...
But, like, will they speak the language?
Do they even have the modes of transportation to get far enough away?
How much time do we have?
Right. They could all try to vomp with us with the drinking fountain.
That
but should we
like
take an entire village to a different unknown
that
time?
That feels like a bad move.
That's too big of a swing, right?
Yeah. Also, like, this thing might not be... what are we going to say? Leave your village forever? Just go live somewhere else? Because this is going to happen one day. We have no idea when, other than it's very hot up here. But that could be because of our proximity to the volcano.
That's true. And also...
I love that we can have these talks, by the way. That we can just sort of think through these things together. I do not often in my sort of janitorial duties in the museum get to talk to someone about, like, you know, trolleys problems and butterflies effects. With you, I feel like I got to work different part of my brain. With you, it's not just the mops and the buckets and cleaning things. That guy will just go insane, spraying the Windex, cleaning the glass, thinking about an anthropology class I could take in the future. But do I have time? And who has the time? I've got to make this glass shine, but with you.
With you.
It's different with you.
With you. I like that I can be by magma and lava about to explode. But I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about trolleys on a road. And we're taking it beat by beat. I don't feel like I'm in over my head, but a little bit off my feet. And I feel like there's something that's only true when I can speak it to you. With you.
It's different with you.
With you. And who knows about Pompeii?
Sure.
What exactly would be the right thing to say? I don't mean to just gloat, but do we even have, do they even have boats? They might have boats.
Who knows if they have boats? But either way, the point is moot. Because the volcano is erupting and we didn't tell the people, but I'm glad I did it all with you.
With you. It's very hot, we should
run, yes, with you. Let's slurp on this fountain and now leave this mountain. It's the only safe thing we can do.
I'll drink to that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, freak yes! Oh, freak yes! This
Rules. Deeply and incredibly
yes,
cool.
Yes, exactly where I wanted us to womp to. Freak yes, Jensen.
Heck.
Freak yes.
Catalina, this place, I love it. I love it so much.
Are you kidding
this time,
me?
Are you kidding me?
Victorian England.
Look
I'm
at
about
these
to
dudes.
Pick some pockets.
Yes.
I'm about to get that grime off the windows. I'm about to introduce a response to industrialism.
You know what
What's
this is?
Up?
This is Scamp Central right here.
This is Scamp Central. This is the number one place where scamps like to scamp about.
Oh, I said we were born for this time.
Oh my gosh, freaking born. Who, you? My twin, the most artfulest dodger I've ever dodged in my artful life?
Are you kidding? You, the most twistiest Oliver Twist I've ever seen?
Come on, oh my gosh, this is like... I can't... Oh man.
Uh-huh.
Get over here, Dickens. I gotta pay you by the nickel. 'Cause my brother and I, we're not in any sort of pickle. We're... in a different situation. We're getting good and good at this. This is exactly where I wanted this. Turn to Oliver Twist. Dickensian England. The scampiest place to scamp about.
The scampiest place to scamp about.
Dickensian England. The scampiest place to scamp about.
When I walk down the streets here, I know in my bones what to say. A man from the window shouting at me, it's Christmas Day. Except I actually shouted at him, and he tells me to go buy a goose. Man, I was born for this time right here. I just got to let loose in Dickensian England. The scampiest time of all in Dickensian
England.
We'll just have a ball.
Just have a ball. Please, sir, can I have more?
More gruel on my plate, and I'm craving it. What adventures we have in store? We'll ignore the lack of healthcare and the sicknesses that ravage the land.
And we'll turn up our nose when we smell all the stenches. Some that we can't understand.
'Cause we've got socks that go all the way up to our knees.
We've got tiny little caps on our heads.
And we're huddled together, heads held higher, over a smoldering trash can fire. And the trash can's made of stone.
The fire is old fish bones.
And we're out on the street, ready to lend a hand to anyone that will touch our dirty hands in Dickensian
England.
The scampiest time of. Dirt on yourself. Get dirt on yourself. Wait.
Hi.
Who's
you
there?
You two.
Oh, hello.
Hello. You two, you need a place to get warm.
Oh, you found new ones then? Who's this then?
Hey, who's this then?
Oh, Patches, who's you found then?
Hey, who's you find them?
I just found you. I found no one then. I thought you found
all right,
them.
All right, Pigeon.
Oh, my name's Pigeon. This is Patches.
Oh, hello, I'm Jensen. This is my sister, Catalina.
Hi.
And we are buying whatever you two are selling.
Well, all right.
What's
all right.
That mean then? We got
nothing to sell.
Money then. You
got lots of money, eh?
You got money to buy nothing.
You got money in your high socks and your little caps. No, actually, we don't really have any money, but...
We had some, but we used it on a vending machine.
Oh, what's that, Ben? A vending machine.
Oh, you got like a turning crank and screws and gears, is it?
Is it? Is it? Is it?
No, I don't really know how to describe what a vent. Okay.
It's probably not worth trying to break that down.
It's like a little shop. It's a little shop. We spend our money at the shop.
Oh, gee, you spent your money at the little shop. So you're a bit fancy. You do have a bit of money, do you?
A bit of fancy blokes walking around with shoes that ain't got no holes in them.
I guess our shoes don't have any holes in them. I don't know that we have any lace, per se.
I'm just saying you probably could put a bit of lace.
Yeah, I bet you see a bit of lace and you just wrap yourself up in the lace.
Yeah,
a lacy, fancy boys and girls.
We're not going to take this as an insult. This isn't really going to work for us.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's fancy.
Okay, you're doing it with like a taunting tone. Oh, are we?
Are we
doing it
like
with a taunting tone?
The way we talk feel taunting to you, Ben.
Does it sound like we want to go to fisticuffs
with
you?
Yeah, it honestly does.
Oh, but what if I come at you with a little bit of this?
Okay, now
and a little bit of that.
Okay, now this is all your. We're not doing anything. You're sort of.
Just so you know, just to be clear, we are not trying to
you're
throw.
You're looking for a fight. Well, you found a fight.
Oh boy.
You're looking for a little bit of fisticuffs. Step up.
Step up.
I've been itching for a fight all day, my little. Or maybe it was just those fleas that I found. But either way, I'm itching for something.
Huh. No, we're not really. We're just sort of.
This situation.
This is a little bit of. If you're itching for a fight, then you've got one.
Jenny Patches!
I got 2 feet and I know how to stomp on. So if you think you're so fresh and so fly because you just had a big eel pie, well, aren't you lovely? You just ate some eels.
Oh, well, look who had a big eel pie. Just a couple of fancy guys.
Look who had a big eel pie. Just a couple of fancy
guys. I gotta catch up, guys. We didn't have a big eel pie.
We didn't have any eel pie. Yeah. Is that good? Of course it's good.
Of course it's good.
Oh, eel is delicious. And when you get it from the River Thames and you put it in the.
Ooh. A river eel and cook it up so nice. Kick out the bones, put it in a pie, add some minced spice.
And there's one. And there's one eel. We knew he lived in the river, but then he took a flight for real.
It was a big old eel with flappity eel wings.
Wait,
and he
what?
Flew away, and we don't get that eel to bring. Because when we were a little bit younger, he used to flap flap every December 1st to give out little chocolates to kids who were good and kids who were not the worst.
What day did you do that?
December 1st.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, he's different than Father Christmas.
Oh, sure.
He was just our own big flapping river eel, and he only visited the children of London.
But you but do then also have Father Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My question. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This was sort of just another part of, like, you know, winter holidays. You can have more than one holiday in December.
No, absolutely. There are multiple.
Yeah, so we're saying the same thing, ain't
we're
we?
Saying the same
we're saying the same thing,
can
ain't
you
we?
Fill up on so, look who had a big eel pie, just a couple of fancy.
We weren't talking about the eel pie anymore.
We'd really rather talk about the fact that there was a giant flapping eel that used to bring you chocolates and then left London. Oh, yeah, well, I don't really want to talk about it because, well, it makes me sad, doesn't it?
Yeah,
doesn't it make me sad? Because
don't it? Because I used to have all the chocolates I got from that big flapping eel. He don't come around.
And also, he used to do a great thing where every third Thursday, if you just wanted to go down to the river and sort of talk about your troubles, he would listen to you. And then, well, the town of London started to get too gross and sad and dilapidated for him. And he said, well, I can flap, flap, flap anywhere, can't I? And so he decided to flap, flap away. So now we don't have him in London no more.
Do you know where he went?
I don't know where
he
Pigeon,
seen
I don't know where he went. Why would I know where he went?
These two blokes.
Oh,
do
I got
know
it.
Where he went?
Do you know where he went? No, but he kind of sounds like our friend Dargles.
So oh, yeah, that was his name.
So you do know him? Oh. Well, if you know where Dargles is, then why don't you tell us? You tell us
tell
already,
us where
or we'll.
Dargles is right now. We'll
or we'll stomp on your faces.
We'll do a little stomp, stomp, stomp. We'll mess up all your fancy lace cuffs. You
I
probably.
Guess I didn't really understand when I, what I thought was a charming, scampish energy is a lot of just unchecked aggression.
I think it's a lot of desperation, probably
yeah.
coming from a part of, like, being scared all the time.
Yeah,
you have
I know.
To imagine, right?
Oh, man. I know in like. Going forward, I'm going to appreciate the getting a sort of more three-dimensional look at this, but in this moment, it's a little hard to deal
with. It's sad, and also what I'm thinking of right now is, like, this is really making me appreciate all of the, what I have, and people are like, I want to live in history, but now that I'm here,
it's like,
oh.
It smells bad.
It
and
smells
and
bad.
These oh, you're saying smells bad just because I rode around in a dead dog I found the other week?
You did what?
Pigeon.
Yeah, you owed me.
Pigeon, you rolled around in a dead dog?
Yeah.
And you didn't invite me?
I'm sorry. I want you to keep it all for myself. It was a moment of being very greedy and I've felt guilt about it ever since.
Fair is fair.
But I saved it.
Fair is fair. Oh, no. The last thing that Doggle said to us is, you can find me where it's Flappy and Bernie, but we don't know what that could possibly... That's the last thing he said to us.
Yeah.
He said he would go somewhere Flappy and Bernie.
Not if it's super important, but y'all know Cockney rhyming slang?
Kind of.
Dead dog is... I wasn't actually rolling around on like a deceased animal.
Oh, honestly, nothing would really surprise me at this point.
Well, that's rude of you, ain't it?
No, I'm trying to just come at you.
I was rolling around a little bog I found.
Yeah, it means a red bog, and it's when there's this rare, you know, a tidal red algae. When you have a tidal red algae, and it, well, sort of turns as a certain set of bioluminescence, and it comes around only, you know, maybe once every 2 years or so. And, well, if you went down to the seashore and you found just a bog of it, you could roll down in a dead dog, couldn't you? In a red bog, couldn't you? A red bog, dead dog. You get it?
You see, red bog, dead dog.
Do you get it?
It makes it now, don't it?
Red bog, dead dog. Yeah, I get it. Thank you.
I can't believe they know about bioluminescence.
It's really impossible to trace this conversation moment to moment.
Flappy, he's still looking for a place that's Flappy.
Jensen, there's got to be a way to control where the fountain takes us.
Well, I guess we haven't really sort of thought about where we wanted to go. Well, maybe we did in this one. Maybe we were sort of like...
Yeah, you're right. Because we were so excited when we got here. Maybe you and me were just having a moment of twin think.
Subconsciously, like, if it could take me anywhere, this is where I would have wanted it to take me.
Yeah.
So maybe if we think of somewhere specific to go, it will take us there.
All right, then. I guess you're done with us.
Are we going to fight then?
Are we going to be
just
friends?
Fight each other then?
Do you want to just watch us fight each other?
You want to watch me fight my best friend Patches?
Do you want to watch me beat Pigeon into a pulp?
Or watch me pummel Patches into a little pile of melting dirt and dust?
No, thank you. All right then.
Well, we're going to do it anyway, but we'll see you later.
Bye then. Yeah. Scrabble.
I guess they have nothing else to do. Ugh. It is incredibly scampy of them, though, I will say that.
Yeah, they are the scampiest.
Okay.
You want to drink this water, or do you want to get an eel pie first?
Oh, there it is.
Oh.
I honestly don't think I want to eat an eel pie. Is there actually eel in it?
Yeah. It's a common food of this time. They really used to be able to eat river eels until the river got...
Step up. You want an eel pie, then?
Yeah, I would like to try an eel pie because I'm adventurous and believe in, you know, tasting other cultures' foods.
That'll be tuppence.
Okay. And I... Hey, cool. Oh, my wallet that I got. Look, Jensen, my wallet that I got stayed with me even though we've changed into time-appropriate clothing.
Oh, yeah.
You know my Velcro wallet with a dolphin on it?
Mm-hmm.
It's really sticky Velcro.
It's so loud.
Well, what's that then? What was that?
Velcro?
Yeah, I'll take that.
The actual wallet?
Yeah. You want eel pie?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess there's money in there, isn't it?
Yeah,
I was going to say I'll trade you an eel pie for that.
Okay. Can I just give you this coin instead?
Yeah, I guess so. But I'll spend the rest of my life trying to recreate the thing that I saw just then.
Okay. Oh, look at him go.
My beautiful wife is leaving this beautiful life, but she asked me to help her legacy before she goes. And I said, wife of mine, I will help you always shine. If my name isn't Mr. Crow, and my wife Mrs. Crow, she said, just name something after me. And I said, Velma, my dear, I'll make something for all to see. Two little pieces of fabric that stick and then later go will be named after my wife, Velma Crow. Velma Crow! Velma Crow! I didn't get a very good look, but the fabric seemed to have tiny loops and hooks,
and I'll make something like that before you go. Velma Crow.
Oh shoot, did we just help someone invent Velcro?
I mean, I guess it's okay probably, right?
It's probably fine.
I heard that originally Velcro was invented because a man was riding through the high plains and those little stickers stuck to their
the
fabric.
The little burrs.
The little burrs. And they're like, wait a second, there's something in this.
Maybe he'll try and do it wrong.
Maybe it'll just be parallel thinking or like Velcro will spring up in more than one place, but it'll be fine.
It's probably fine. This is probably not messing
this
up.
This is very gross.
Oh yeah, I don't even want to taste it. Food's probably so much better now, right?
Yeah. This is not good.
Quick, you want to slurp down this fountain? You'll feel a little bit better?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Oh, shoot. I didn't think about where we wanted to go.
Oh, no, me neither! Gregor? Gregor? Oh, no. Gregor?
Gregor? Gregor? Gregor?
Oh, no.
No, no, no.
I think we got separated. Oh, shoot. Oh, no. Okay, so it's not an echo. It's some sort of bird.
Bird?
Okay, bird.
Bird?
Bird?
Hello.
Okay, hello, bird.
Hello, bird.
Okay, bird.
Bird. Bird.
Any other words, bird?
Rock.
Rock.
Rock. Shivery timbers.
Oh. Oh, good. Pirates. I'm probably near pirates. Okay, yep. Now that I'm looking around, I'm in sort of a beautiful tropical... Oh, yes, nope. And...
Look, oh, there you are. Look at this fancy hat I have now have
oh,
on my
Gregor,
head.
Thank goodness.
I have this sword here and this revolver, I think, of some kind. I do believe
Gregor.
That we're on some sort of pirate ship. I feel dashing as all get out.
You...
Look at the Gregor, hoochie moochie. Step into the left and the right. And
Gregor,
the fancy big boots.
This is a very good look for you, my friend, my guy. I need to say right now.
Thank you. Look at all these scarves that I
oh
have.
Oh my gosh.
Just so.
And,
what
and
are
I'm
you doing
wearing
in
sort
the
of like...
brig? You look like a sort of prisoner.
Oh, yes, I am tied. Oh, why would I just womp immediately tied to the brig?
I do not know. What were you thinking of when you... Oh, you know what? This is maybe my fault a little bit.
Okay.
Because I... Well, no, it is embarrassing to say.
Gregor, you have to tell me we're on a very singular journey together.
Listen, we were singing a song about together, and I was thinking back to the last movie I saw, which was a 50 Shades of Grey, where the people are tying each other up all the
Gregor,
time.
Gregor, how did this you see that movie in 1985?
What's that? Oh, you're right. I didn't see that. What did I say? I'm having a hallucination.
Did you womp to the future without me, and that's why we were delayed in our reunion for a few moments?
Listen, I do not know where you are, but you were gone for 8 minutes, and in that time, I was on myself. And what did I do was I went to a movie theater to see the movie 50 Shades of Grey. And listen to me, if you are ever there, if you ever find yourself there, there's something very important I have to tell you.
Okay.
The 3:30 showing of 50 Shades of Grey is going to be sold out, okay? So we're going to get tickets for the 4 o'clock 50 Shades of Grey. But when we get into the theater for 50 Shades of Grey at 4 o'clock, are you listening? This is very important.
Yes, I'm listening, of course.
Okay, what did I say?
The 3:30 showing is going to be sold out when we get to the 4 o'clock, and then you stopped.
Okay, but when we get to the 4 o'clock showing... The popcorn is not going to be done yet. So we're going to wait 15 minutes and we're not sure if waiting for popcorn is going to mean we missed the movie. But we can eat the popcorn and only miss the credits. But we will miss some very fun credits. Because we were sitting next to people and they said, oh, did you see this very fun credit for this mother movie that came out the same time?
Okay,
50 Shades of Grey.
So Gregor... Do you think the popcorn was worth it or not?
No, this is what I'm saying. It's not worth it.
Okay.
Go see the fun previews.
Oh, previews, not credits.
But yeah, the ones that come before.
previews.
While you're waiting for the movie. Yes, the previews. Sorry, I misspoke.
No, it's all right. I just was like, I could miss some credits.
Oh, yes. Sorry. No, this is very important. You're going to think there is no secret after-credit scene of 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay, I got it.
And but as you are leaving the theater, there's a very quick 50 Shades of Grey post-credit scene. And I did not get to see it, cause there are people in between. So if you are there, you must tell us to stay inside this seat, so we do not miss the 50 Shades quick post-credit scene.
So the 3:30 sold out, we go to the 4. The popcorn takes 15 minutes more. Don't wait for the corn, get up our horniness for those other movies, not the credits. But after the credits, there's a little scene, and it will be worth watching it. Oh, what I mean, because we don't see it if we leave in the credits. And we don't mean the credits, we do mean the credits.
I don't know if it's worth it, because I did not see this scene again right after the movie, and there's people in between. But there is a 50 Shades of Grey post-credit scene.
Okay.
And I think we'll want to see it if you know what I mean.
And because you didn't see it and we've whomped back here, then I'm tying tied up, I'm not in the clear. But you think maybe I'm only tied, you suspect, because you found that a little erotic and you had me tied just like in the movie. And if I'm getting that, is that getting through to me? But we think that stinger might have a little more. But the 3:30 sold out, so we go to the 4.
Just go to 4 and skip the corn, because the popcorn is not worth the snore of not missing the previews that will come before the film.
Okay, now can I just run it really? Can I run it back quick? Can I see if there's another little trick? Should we not wait for the popcorn because it takes 15, but should we get some Sour Patch Kids instead?
Ooh, I think I would like that. Yes, let's get Sour Patch Kids. You must remember to get Sour Patch Kids. It's quicker than you will still have a snack, and you'll know what the previews are.
Now, do I drink from the fountain to go there, or just wait to be taken?
Well, no, we always drink from the fountain.
But why did you go to this time, but not me?
Well, you were there. That's the part that is confusing to me.
So, just in my experience, when one day I go to see this movie with you at the show, we don't know when or how or why, but I need to see 50 Shades with this guy, and we won't get the popcorn. It won't be worth the wait.
And
but
we will watch the movie. The movie 50 Shades.
But when we are watching this movie, this future that is our fate, when we watch 50 Shades, is it on a date? We should probably get off of this sinking ship.
Yes, quick. Oh, look, there's a fountain behind the steering wheel. What is it called? The wheel?
Just the wheel?
It does steer. It is a wheel.
Oh, yeah. God, I can't get. Oh! Oh, Gregor, go without me if you must.
I don't know. The horrible squid has you. He's going to swallow you, though, now. You'll be with no one but that weird pirate boy who was swallowed before.
You found me before. You'll find me again, Gregor.
I'll always find you. But remember the thing about the 50 Shades of Grey movie.
We won't wait for the popcorn. Will Penelope get out of this kraken? Why is Gregor on his own time loop?
And what's the deal with that dragon? Where are those kids going to go now?
Find out when we return to the second half of
and
Time.
Even the chapter third.
That's
of
right. The third installment of
the increasingly confusing Time Fountain.
Fountain of Time.